Paul Wager played drums for nearly 40 years, keeping the beat in clubs in Pioneer Square, throughout Tacoma, and anywhere he could get a chance to play. For Paul, his seat on the drum throne was always the best seat in the house until one day he lost his time. Sound effect contributor Arwen Nix sat down with Paul Wager for a conversation about his love for the drums. Paul starts his story with when he first started playing music.
We were five guys, juniors in high school, and we started a folk group, singing, you know, Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore and, you know, Kumbaya and you know, that kind of stuff.
Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore.
Four guys in penny striped short sleeve button down shirts, banjos, mandolins, and guitars. And then probably the most talented fella out of that group, Dudley Hill, hocked his banjo for a Mustang, Fender Mustang single pickup electric guitar. And that changed everything. Went away, the folk music went away, and it was all about rock and roll after that. And what really changed my mind was I heard an album by B.B. King, and it was The Thrill Is Gone.
The thrill is gone away.
Yeah, that's where it all began. That band was key in my whole career, for sure.
So did you know then, as a teenager, that you wanted to play drums for as long as you could?
Yeah, I did.
And you'll be sorry someday.
So you get to Seattle, and how do you break into the music scene here?
I went everywhere, everywhere I could think of and everywhere anybody told me where there was music happening. I went to all the clubs, all the bars where I auditioned for one, and I was on my way to France in 4 weeks. And I turned that job down to go with a rock and roll band. And that band kind of took over Seattle for a couple of years.
Tell me about playing with B.B. King.
Love me tender. Love me sweet.
B.B. had known about Rich Dangel, the guitar player in our band, had heard about him, and he asked to meet Rich. I think we did like 12 shows over the course of a couple of years. After that, with him at Parker's up on Aurora. Gracious guy, really just a beautiful human being.
Knowing that that record, that B.B. King record that you heard when you were a teenager, really ignited something in you.
Oh, absolutely, no question.
What did it feel like to play with him?
Well, I felt really kind of special. I think we all did. I know we played better, you know.
He brought you up to another level.
Yeah, for sure.
Love me tender, love me dear.
You had the chance to play with so many incredible musicians, and you made incredible music in this time. And then what happened in 1999?
I was putting together my practice room, and I ended up on the floor. I was taken to Northwest Hospital, the emergency room. They admitted me. I had a stroke. Not a major stroke, just a little pop.
What did you think?
I'll be okay.
You did? You thought you'd be okay?
Yeah. I'll be all right.
And so when you got out of the hospital, how long before you sat down at the drums?
It's probably about a month.
And what happened?
I simply put on a record and tried to play with it. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't get through 12 bars without misfiring, you know, skipping the beat, stubbing my toe. Time was all off. There was no groove. And I tried. I tried for a short time. I went to rehabilitation, physical therapy. The way it was explained to me is that there was just a slight amount of nerve damage on my right side, in my brain, affecting my right side. And it'll never repair itself. Yeah, it just ended. That was it. I didn't know what I was going to do at that point. Those were kind of dark days for me. And I kept trying to play. I kept trying. I'd come home from work and I'd sit down and, but once again, it just, there was no groove. I came to a point where I kind of feared the idea of going out and trying to play. You know, like going seeing somebody and maybe sitting in or something, you know. So I didn't go, and I just kind of stayed home. You know, didn't go anywhere. It was a very dark, depressing time. My wife helped me through that. My daughter helped me through that. And mostly I helped myself through it. I couldn't live there in that world.
When you did finally go out to a club that you had used to play at, what did that feel like?
It didn't feel good at all. No, that didn't feel good at all. I felt alone and alienated, even from other players that I'd known for years and played with. I was kind of on the outside of the club now. Yeah, I'm sure that was all me, but it did have an effect. It kept me out, it kept me away, it kept me from picking up the phone and calling my friends, you know. I felt like I didn't have anything to offer anymore. You know, if I couldn't offer anything musically, well then, what good am I, you know? I'd love to go to the gig tonight, you know. I'd love it, you know. And I miss it, and I realize all of that, but I'm not going to go, and I'm not going to play anymore. And I realized that many years ago, and I've just settled it up with myself that, okay, but I have to maintain a certain level of music in my life and in my head. This has been there all my life.
So over the last 17 years,
mm-hmm.
How often have you sat back down behind a drum set?
Many, 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 many times.
Why do you keep doing it?
I don't know. After I talked to you the other day, I went home and I sat down, and same thing. No, you know, I just can't. It won't. You know, the tick, the little tick, the ting. Can't do it. Yeah, just I can't play anymore.
But your drum set is still set up.
Yep.
You can't take it down.
No.
Will it always be there?
It'll always be there. Yeah.
And do you think you're going to keep trying every few months? Sit back.
Absolutely.
Down?
Yeah. You bet. Yeah.
Do you still identify as a drummer?
Yeah, I believe I do.
When you leave here today, are you going to go sit down at the drums again?
Yeah, I probably will.